from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraq has declared victory over the Islamic State terrorists. It said its army has retaken the city of Mosul. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office said Sunday he arrived in the liberated city and congratulated the fighters and people on the victory. He was seen in a video greeting soldiers as they danced in the streets and waved the Iraqi flag. Iraqi officials had predicted the defeat of ISIS several times over the past week as forces confined the militants to a small area of Mosul. Thousands of civilians have been killed and nearly a million displaced in the 8-month-long battle to retake Iraq's second-largest city. A ceasefire has gone into effect in southern Syria. The de-escalation agreement between government forces and rebel groups in the southwest began Sunday at noon local time. The agreement was announced Thursday after a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, and late reports indicate the ceasefire is holding. President Trump said Sunday that he, quote, strongly pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin twice about whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election. The two men spoke in Germany at the recently concluded G20 summit. President Trump said Mr. Putin vehemently denied the allegations, and he then said it's time to move on. Mr. Trump's comments came in a series of 8 Twitter messages that were sent early Sunday morning. This is news from the Voice of America.